Stanley Clark and George Duke. Their first pop chart record is called Sweet Baby, and it moves from 38 to 34 in our countdown on American Top 40. The long-distance dedication requests that we receive every week remind us of what a powerful medium a song can be when it comes to getting a message across, especially a message of love. Like this letter from a girl in Rockville, Maryland. Listen to what she writes. Dear Casey, I'm 12 years old, the youngest of five children. I have two brothers and two sisters, the oldest of whom is my sister Lori, who's 22. Lori's married to a wonderful guy and is expecting a baby. I love Lori very much. She's always helped me. She cared when I needed loving, and she listened when I needed to talk. She's a great lady, Casey. I'm very proud of her, and I look up to her. She's always invited me into her room when my other brothers and sisters wanted me out of theirs. We had some funny, beautiful times together. Lori always talks to me like an adult, and even when I was little, she stuck up for me. Sometimes it's hard being the youngest, and you get confused a lot. That's why I thank God for Lori. So Lori, here's a song I dedicate to you for the beautiful times and memories. Casey, could you play If for my very special friend, my sister Lori? I love her more than she'll ever know. Signed, Michelle. Okay, Michelle, here's your long-distance dedication. From 1971, that's Bread with If, a long-distance dedication from Michelle in Maryland to her sister Lori. Next up, the highest debuting song in this week's countdown on American Top 40. Casey, coast to coast.